Dr. Jimmy, let me go to you in the couple of minutes we have before we have to end this segment. You talked about the lawlessness that will be embodied in this person called the Antichrist. Could you take us to 2 Thessalonians 2 and just give us a little bit of an explanation of who this Antichrist figure is going to be? And maybe more importantly, obviously we don't know his name, but how is he going to operate that the Bible would call him the wicked one or the lawless one? What's going to be his method of operation in the end time during that tribulation period that would earn him that title?
Well, there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Antichrist is referred to as the wicked one, the son of perdition, the man of sin. He comes to power because a world has gone crazy. Economically, they've gone off the rails. They don't know how to pull it back together. So he comes to power, actually in Rome, Italy, with the revived Roman Empire, and he sets up in the midway point of the tribulation period an economic system that'll work. You have to have a mark on your forehead or the back of the hand to be able to buy or sell. Now, that's not saved people. They go out at the rapture. We're talking about lost people. But economically, we're in real straits as far as the entire world, and even here in the United States as well. There's nothing wrong with the President of the United States, in my opinion, who is not the one who makes laws. He's the one who executes laws and makes sure that we follow through as a nation to abide by these laws. So he threw it back to the House of Representatives, the United States Senate. Those are people who are to make the laws. So that's all he's endeavoring to try to do. But the Antichrist will make the law when he comes to power. And as this lawless one, when the world is in terrible straits economically, well, as every other way you can think about, the Antichrist takes charge, which is in the near future.